Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. It probably won't surprise you if you have been a listener for some time that my marriage to myself has helped me heal from breakups. That is a no-brainer. It's helped in so many areas of life, but the breakup specifically, very much so. And it would be, I mean, I have a great imagination, so I won't say it's hard to imagine. I would be a very different person if I was not married to myself when I went through these significant breakups in my adult life. And so today on the episode, I want to share three ways that self-marriage helped me heal from breakups. And this, of course, is in the spirit of my new book, Crash Bloom, which is available now. And I want to read you another review for Crash Bloom. This one is from Brandy. Gorgeous guide through your own authentic experience. Although it's been a bit since my last serious breakup, this book met me with wisdom I needed to hear and grace for the current space I'm in. And as I look back, that past self, freshly separated, would have been so comforted and guided through the process of crashing and blooming. What I love most about this book is its desire and ability to guide you through your own authentic experience. This is a book I will return to and keep returning to when I need to find the self-compassion for all stages in the human experience of relationshipping. It is the gift I will lovingly send to friends who find themselves newly apart. Thank you so much for that beautiful review, Brandy. And if you, dear listener, are interested and wanting to check out Crash Bloom, you can at crashbloom.com or ask for it wherever it is that you buy books. So there's a lot in there. I don't talk a lot about self-marriage in Crash Bloom. I think I mention it a little towards the end. And the three things I want to share with you today, these three ways self-marriage helped me heal from breakups, they're very similar, but they were distinct for me when I was reflecting upon this. So the first thing is kindness. When I think about being in a marriage with myself, obviously there's so much I can go into and do and have, but the baseline for a good marriage is kindness. And it's just amusing in a way and sad how this can easily just be forgotten as an important thing or how this gets taken for granted. But if you have been in a relationship, as I have been, where there isn't kindness, it sucks, right? Like, it's horrible. No one wants to be married to someone who isn't kind to them, at least, right? This is supposed to be, in my definition of a good marriage, this is the place where, like, you want to feel you come home to this person, you know, actually, perhaps, if you're living with them, but also, you know, energetically, where you can relax, where you can, you know, take off your shoes, where you can lay down, where you can really be yourself and unravel without judgment, right? Having a kind voice, having a kind energy there, this isn't the place where you want to, we're all going to make mistakes. I have made many. I probably will make many more. And you don't want, I'm hard enough on myself as it is. I think we all are. We don't want to come home and then have someone be finger wagging and critiquing us, right? And so, since I said, you know, I'm hard on myself enough as it is, and I think we all are, using this this metaphor, this of a self-marriage, has helped me with my self-talk, because easy to do if I think it's just this secret thing my brain is doing. And then when I think about my relationship with myself as a marriage, it's like, oh, that's not okay. Isn't that funny? I'm curious if you have the same response, but it was like, oh, that's a deal breaker. I wouldn't date that. I wouldn't want someone I know and love to be married to someone who is unkind, obviously. And yet, and yet I can be incredibly hard on myself, right? So this is where this shines a light on our self-talk. How can we soften it? How can we act as if we are in loving partnership with ourselves? And slowly over time, and I still do it. I think humans just do this. But when you're aware of it, you can do it less and less, right? It really is a muscle. So why this was so helpful in healing from breakups? Oh my gosh. Well, if you either were the dumper, the dumpy, for lack of better terms, and you're not kind to yourself, it can be very easy to then launch quickly into judgment. If you did the breaking up, then you've made a mistake. You've wasted someone's time. Why did you choose this person if you were just going to dump them? Like, you could be like, you should be over this by now, right? There's lots of ways to be mean about it. If you were the person who was broken up with, it's like, oh, well, clearly you're garbage. Clearly nobody wants you. You'll never find anyone. Why does love? I mean, you could be horrible, right? And so, you know, does that help you heal? I don't know if it helps you. I'm going to guess it doesn't. It certainly doesn't help me. I don't know anybody who in the long term benefits from a lack of kindness. That doesn't mean that you have a lack of backbone. That doesn't mean you have a lack of truth telling. It's not the same thing. But kindness, you have to have a place to land here when your heart is breaking open, right? So that meant that my self-marriage, I had been in practice already, and I have had a framework of safe self-marriage to remind myself to, wow, I'm going through something big right now. This is the time to treat myself with more love. This is the time to be extra patient. This is the time to be understanding. This is not the time to finger wag and judge and, you know, tough love, kick myself out of the house. Like, that's not it. That helped tremendously. Being kind to myself during times of heartbreak, I think it's kind of an, I don't rank them. They all, I mean, it's got to be number one though, right? I mean, without ranking anything, it's number one. I mean, I can't imagine all the other pieces that I wrote about in Crash Bloom don't really exist without kindness. So there's that. So that's the first one. The second one is a reminder to bring the focus home. So because I'd been in a relationship with myself and I'd went through breakups early, like, you know, I think when was my first breakup? Like 2 years into my self-marriage, I went through a big breakup. And then after that, maybe it was another, I don't know, 5, 6 years, 7 years, something like that. So, you know, different at every point, more learning and building and maturing at every point. But the practice over time of being and acknowledging that I am in a committed relationship to myself, and in my vows, it didn't say that I couldn't be, have other lovers or even other spouses, but that myself was the primary. I was the primary commitment in my life. I was the number one marriage in my life. That's in the vows. And so that was designed to help me choose better, to help me choose partners that would be supporting that marriage to myself first, right? Doesn't mean I got it right every time. Doesn't mean I got it wrong every time. But that compass was there to help me over the past 20 years make adjustment after adjustment after adjustment, to have better boundaries, to have a clearer sense of self and what I can deliver, what I'm willing to deliver, what I want from a relationship, what is required, you know, all these things, learning over time. But that primary self is first. So having a self-marriage first and then going through a breakup, it was like a reminder to be like main character energy. Because prior to this, in my younger days, all the energy would be out, all the attention would be out on them, right? I guess this is what is now like the pick me girl from Grey's Anatomy and now just a thing. Looking at them and wondering what was wrong with me, right? Wanting like my self-worth or my like lovability was in the hands of someone else. And if they didn't want to be with me or if they weren't showing up in a way where it became intolerable and I had to leave, it would still be my attention was just out there of like, why didn't this work and what could change outside of me? So the self-marriage, and certainly like the longer I've been married to myself, the deeper and stronger this has gotten, was a reminder to be like, no. I'm the main character here. I am the primary spouse here. I am my number one commitment. And if that is true, then that can inform how I see the breakup, perhaps something happening for me, not to me. Perhaps even though it can be incredibly heartbreaking and bittersweet, to look at the bigger picture and be honest, was this serving my marriage to myself? Did I have to sacrifice my marriage to myself to stay in this partnership in the first place? Those aren't easy things. But that's not the topic. The topic isn't three ways self-marriage made it easy. It's three ways self-marriage helped me heal from breakups. So how that helped me heal was to remember who I am, remember the bigger picture, remember that I am the main character in my life, I am the number one priority, and to really see these relationships for what they were, to allow the other person to be who they were, in all of their human messiness and all of their beauty and their imperfections, in the ways that we maybe have been compatible for a time and maybe how that has changed, right? But always staying home. So that really helped me remember. And if I'm bringing that focus home, then it helped me, you know, buy the self-help books that I did, do the exercises that I did, look at myself and how I wanted to heal it. I prioritized my healing because I was prioritizing my relationship with me, right? And number three is sort of a combo of these two things. So thinking long-term for myself and making choices that would be kind to future me. So there's kindness here and there's like a shift of focus here. Number one was just kindness. Number two, remembering to bring the focus home. Number three is the peanut butter cup of both of those, of both of those things, right? So now if I'm thinking long-term, the focus is home and I'm being kind, this was just really helping me make choices, right? It was really helping me do the practical small things in the short term. I think a phrase, I may misquote myself, but there's something I said about like, don't plant a pound of headache seeds in the garden of your future, something like that. And it's like, you know, I was thinking like, well, if this story is really me here, if I'm thinking about a long-term marriage with me and, you know, dealing with the fact that maybe this other long-term relationship is over, but the relationship with myself is still going to go. And if that is true, what are the actions? What are the choices that are going to be kind to the future me? What are the ways and what do I need now? What choices can I make now? Right? This sometimes it's that deliberate disengagement, distance from the person that I really didn't want to take distance from. But I knew that for future me, that was the choice that was going to be the kindest. And if I really needed to just cry and watch movies, I would let myself do that. You know, I let myself do whatever I needed to do. And knowing that they were all, it wasn't like I was going to give up forever. This was all in service of a better future with me, right? So I think the subtle difference there is like kindness over everything. The reminder to bring the focus home is really about perspective. And then number three is how that perspective and kindness informs the actions, right? The little things that you choose to do or not do while you're in that time of healing, right? Those things can be about how soon you date, if you date at all, who you tell and how you talk about it, what kind of help and support you get, right? There's so many things unique to every breakup. I have a passion for them. I did even before I had so many of them. But I think because there's just, you know, relationships I think are so beautiful, and they're like peanut butter cups. They're like these two things, these two humans, these two miracles coming together, choosing to come together. There's chemistry, there's strangeness, there's teamwork, there's all kinds of wonderful stuff here, all this potential, all this vulnerability, all this bravery. And then it creates a third thing, right? The chocolate, the peanut butter, create the peanut butter cup. That's a whole third thing. If you just want chocolate and you get a peanut butter cup, it's not the same. And if you want peanut butter and you get a peanut butter cup, they're different, right? And so there is this thing that is ending, right? The two individuals get to keep who they are and how they've changed in that relationship space. But everybody's unique. And so every combo is unique. Every breakup, if you have 40 breakups with 40 different people, because Lord knows you could have 40 with one. But if you had them with 40 different people, each breakup will feel different. There might be some threads, the things that you recognize in yourself, but also they're different because each relationship is its own living thing. That's how I see it, right? So that's why I didn't like how people would lump it together or have rules around breakups, even though I'm sure I kind of do probably in Crash Bloom at times. But ultimately, my perspective here is that these are unique experiences, and I think there's something special and important about honoring that, because in honoring those different nuances, we get more learning, we get closer to ourselves, more intimate with ourselves, and there's something sacred about it. That's how I feel about it. So, you know, if you like that, you'll probably like Crash Bloom as well. And if you've been considering your relationship with you, a breakup is a beautiful time to get really intentional about your marriage to yourself. And if you want help with any of this stuff, reach out to me, Danette@radicalcreativesanctuary.com. You can hire me as your coach. It's all there on the website. Dear listener, I send you and your heart and all of the stages of healing that it is in, I send it a huge hug. I send it waves of encouragement. This is special. You are not broken. It is so brave to really face this and to find the beauty and to tolerate the bittersweetness of this experience. If you have lost, then you have loved. And to me, this is like, you are already like a courageous person for just be willing to risk that in the first place. Dear listener, you are someone worth loving. It all starts with you. Take wonderful care of your heart. Thank you to Allison Tarr at AllisonTarr.com for making the soft shoulder possible. And thank you to Lee Rose Fair for the music that I'm swaying. Are you swaying? Kind of swaying. Until next time, take care of you. We'll talk soon.